This is High Plains Morning, and we love to have folks live in the studio. And I caught a couple of really great fish here. We've got Mary Jane Johnson, and she is the General and Artistic Director at the Amarillo Opera. Those of you in the arts community in the Texas Panhandle know her as an esteemed opera singer as well. And she's brought a buddy. She brought Rafael Moras. He is an opera singer who is going to sing some zarzuela on Saturday night at Amarillo Opera's Musica Variada. Did I say that right?
Yes, good.
Good enough?
You're good.
I don't know if I'm good, but hey, I did my best. Yes. Well, welcome to you both. Thank you so much for stopping by the studio. And this is an annual presentation that I went to the one last year, and it was all female mariachis. Mm-hmm. So good. Mm-hmm. And man, I wanted those outfits.
Yes, weren't they fabulous?
They were really, really good. So tell us a little bit about the program that you have set up for this Saturday night. It is a Mother's Day theme.
Yes, Mother's Day theme, and we'll be giving all the mothers roses until we run out. But the first half is Rafael is singing zarzuela and Italian and a little bit of French, and it's going to be fantastic, and I want him to tell us a little bit about it so that he'll get to talk more than me.
Do you see how she deflected that, Raphael?
Yeah,
did you see how
good.
She did that, Raphael?
Mary Jane is a pro, and I consider her a mentor for great reason as an opera singer and off the opera stage. But yeah, this Musica Variada, we're excited to present it. It's got zarzuela, or zarzuela, which is the Spanish opereta or musical theater of Spain. It's actually the reason I sing opera. When I was a little boy, my mother, who's a painter, would play zarzuela and would play opera to be her muse as she painted. And then my father, who plays the piano and the accordion, would play it on the piano and the accordion. And somewhere along there, you had a little... So 5-year-old Rafa just singing his lungs out. And a couple of years later, here I am, and I would just love to share that with you, especially with Mother's Day coming up. And so we're going to have some hits that I think everybody will probably, especially here in Texas, so near to Mexico, will recognize, like Granada. We're going to have some West Side Story in there, which really, you know, if there was a piece bringing together English speakers and Spanish speakers, well, I think that's pretty apropos. But then we're also going to have some other things that are maybe less well known. Some pieces that would definitely you'll hear and you say, hey, for all the mothers in the audience, God bless our mothers. This is a little serenade for you. And it's going to take us from Mexico to Spain to a little part of France there with dipping into the world of opera. Basically to say, you know what? We've got this rich, rich, rich tradition that we can tap into here that everybody, you know, at Amarillo Opera is eager to share. And I'm just happy to be here to help share it as a tenor.
Well, that's so exciting to know. You both are opera singers, so I wonder, how often are the operas in Spanish? How often are they zarzuela?
Not often.
Not often.
Not often. I think the very first time it was brought to the United States was Plácido Domingo in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Years ago, he brought it. Do you know any more?
Well, I do know that when I was a kid, part of my first exposure to any kind of really music that I truly loved was because of Maestro Domingo, his Antología de la Zarzuela, this PBS special. Mm-hmm. I think it was narrated by Ricardo Montalban back in the day.
Oh, Montalban.
Oh my gosh. And no we mas. Had we had a VHS tape that I think I must have worn out.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Over and over and over. And he was just kind of presenting it at Madison Square Garden to the world.
Yes, it's very special music. And we want to show the people of Amarillo what this is all about. So he's the first half, and then you break for dessert, which is being done by La Fiesta, and it is included in the ticket. So please realize that. And then after dessert, you come back in and you hear the Texas Tech, my alma mater, mariachi band, and it is unbelievable, and we are delighted to be presenting them tonight, Saturday night. And so please come to that, because alone, both of them together, this is a fabulous evening of music.
And you've also got a flamenco dancer.
Yes, she's out in the lobby, beginning of the show, Mitzi, and she is fabulous. And she's also, we're doing an education program Friday morning for students, and she'll be performing on that too. So we just have a lot to end our season with, and we're delighted to be doing it.
And this is the final concert of the season.
Of the opera,
right?
Season, yes.
Excellent. Well, folks, this is going to be such a great thing. I really want to picture little Rafa just like rewinding and fast forwarding a VHS of like of like opera singing. Like, you must have been the coolest kid on the block.
Oh, well, I was pretty nerdy, and I still try not to be, but
it worked out for you.
I love it with all my heart, and I hope to share it with all of you together with Amarillo Opera.
Wonderful. Folks, do not miss this. This is a one-of-a-kind kind of thing, and this is the kind of stuff that happens really only because of, you know, folks like Mary Jane and, you know, getting people together and doing it. And it's so cool to be a part of the Texas Panhandle, the rich classical music and opera. I still can't believe we have so much here. We just had David Palmer in here talking about all the different things that, you know, Chamber Music Amarillo does. So I'm just so grateful you're able to make something like this happen. And again, folks, this is Globe News Center for the Performing Arts, Saturday night, the 11th. That's located at 500 South Buchanan in Amarillo. Folks, this one's worth a drive. I know I say that, but seriously, come on. 6:30 p.m., you got dinner. It's Mother's Day theme. You're going to have a flamenco dancer. You're going to have zarzuela. You're going to have all kinds of opera. Mariachi band. I mean, come on, forget about it. A flower.
Yeah.
Dessert. What else?
Too much. Isn't
it? It makes me wish my children weren't cats. We can't celebrate that. Well, thank you both so much for coming in here and break a leg. How do you say break a leg in Spanish?
Oh, I would say, in opera, we would say in bocca lupo.
Excellent.
And I would respond, crepi lupo.
Hey, y'all, crepe lupo.
Crepe lupo.
Crepe lupo. Well, Mary Jane, Raphael, thank you so much for coming in and sharing this. We'll do a post, folks. I'll put the link up so you can find it on hppr.org. And I have some really cheesy outro music for you. We're going to do some Chris Isaacs South of the Border.
Great.
Thanks, Jenny.
Down Mexico way. All right, folks. High Plains morning. Chris Isaacs.